he was talking to a group of lay people, and these were, I think, doctors and educated people from Bangkok, and they're talking about the difficulties of living in the world and applying Buddhism. He said, well, I'll give you an example. You know, have you ever seen monkeys? You know, he would ask something like, have you ever seen a monkey? Well, you know, everybody knows what a monkey is. Or do you know what a dog is? Yeah. And do monkeys sit still? And are they calm? You know, if you wanted a monkey to sit still, it wouldn't, your wishes wouldn't be fulfilled. You could get very annoyed. So once you come to realize monkeys are like that, then you're not upset. And if you see one monkey, you can understand the nature of monkeys. And then wherever you go, whenever you see monkeys, see them jumping around and playing, you know, monkeys are like that. And he said, we become those who know monkeys. And just like, he said, the Buddha is said to be the one who knows the world, just like we have become the ones who know monkeys. It almost sounds sacrilegious, you know, compared the Buddha to people looking at monkeys, but this is the way he taught. And then he said, then as we go through life and we stop trying to force everybody or wish everybody to be a certain way, and we're always turning back into ourselves and looking at ourselves and not trying to manipulate the world, because monkeys are like that. And kept on repeating this phrase for a few minutes, and coming to the place of great peace, because monkeys are like that. And these simple reminders are just very skillfully taught by him from somebody who has done it. I found to be very pertinent and useful, whether I'm a lay person, or you could say, as somebody asked about the benefits of lay life, well, here we go. We have more opportunities to apply the teaching of monkeys are like that. So I will close at that point.